clarify that, because even a fucking elf couldn't understand that, okay?
Think you can do better than an elf? At CITR, we want to have a variety of voices on the air. Want to write scripts? Do some voice acting? Broadcast your creativity? Volunteer with the CITR production department. No experience? We can also train you in everything required. Send an email to psas@citr.ca to learn more. And don't wait to get your voice on the air.
Greetings and welcome. You are listening to CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada. And this is Classical Chaos. I'm Marguerite. Today, some different takes on love songs from classical, folk, and a little bit beyond. To begin, we're going to go back to the early childhood of one of our composers. Now, long before she undertook her public mission or even her monastic vows, Hildegard's spiritual awareness was grounded in what was called Umbra Viventis Lucis, or the reflection of the living light. And perhaps because of Hildegard's visions, as a method of political positioning, or even both together, Hildegard's parents offered her to the monastery. Now, poetry became a natural to the famous visionary. Also, she was a naturalist, a playwright, and an excellent composer. Just a little more than a triple threat for most of us. In any case, her music celebrated God as you see it. Quite the visionary, and a testament of a true commitment and love. This is a beautiful recording by the Gothic Voices.
Thank you.
the members of Gothic Voices, and that was music by the Abbess Hildegard von Bingham. Now, today we're celebrating all kinds of different kinds of love songs. So whatever you love, whether it be your dog, your turtle, well, maybe not. I'm not sure, but maybe so. In any case, whatever love you feel, hopefully you'll find something in some of the pieces I've selected today. Now, this next artist, okay, there's understated is probably the word. She's won 27 Grammy Awards and is an excellent bluegrass musician. I'm speaking about Alison Krauss, and she speaks of love, and you can just hear it in the way she delivers her music. Here she is with Dreaming My Dreams of You. Thank you. The incredible voice of Alison Krauss, and that was Dreaming My Dreams With You. You are listening to CITR here at 101.9 FM, Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada. And this is Classical Chaos. I'm Marguerite. And we're going back to the classics. Hey, why not a little Puccini with none other than Renata Tebaldi? Oh, mia bambino caro. Unmistakably beautiful music by Puccini and an enormously talented performance by Renata Tebaldi. We're going to continue with a true testament of love. Now, Wagner, but I always laugh because I heard a lot on the radio saying it the wrong way. Anyway, he wrote his Siegfried Idyll as a present for his wife, Cosima, and this is just following the birth of their son, Siegfried. This lullaby was first performed at Wagner's villa, with musicians grouped on the staircase outside Cosima, that's his wife's, bedroom, on her birthday, which incidentally was back on Christmas Day in 1870. Now, how lovely is that? It's like a triple Christmas present. To perform it today, we're going to hear l'Orchestre Philharmonique de Radio France with Marek Kanowski conducting. Thank you. What a beautiful testament of love. Music by Wagner, written in love for his wife, Cosima. And that was Siegfried Adol. A performance, a beautiful performance at that, by l'Orchestre Philharmonique de Radio France. You are listening to CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada. And this is Classical Chaos. I'm Marguerite. And let's move on to some chamber music. Today with Quartetto Salata, a great Canadian ensemble. Trilling fingers there scared me a little bit. That was the excellent sounds of the Canadian ensemble Quartetto Gelato, and that was the entr'acte. And you are listening to Classical Chaos here on CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada. I'm Marguerite. And why not? The two cellos with an adaptation of one of Canada's great poets. Here is Hallelujah.
Thank you.
You can't really top that. A phenomenal performance. The two cellos and Leonard Cohen's Hallelujah. This is Glasgow Chaos here on CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada. I'm Marguerite. Now we're going to move on to just something a little different, an eccentric composer. I always like these ones. I'm speaking of Carlos Gesualdo. He was the Prince of Venosa and was one of the most intriguing composers of his generation, as well as being infamous for, quite a few other felonies. He apparently murdered his wife and her lover after catching them in some compromising positions, and had his second wife filing for divorce at least 3 times. But you know what? He never stopped during all this time. He was a very gifted composer. His 19 five-voice motets represent a mixture of styles, which is a little unusual. At best, I'll say faintly bizarre and a tad baffling, but they, however, are the most ear-pleasing. We're going to hear the Oxford Camerata with Jeremy Summerlee conducting.
Thank you.
the Oxford Camerata, with Jeremy Summerlee conducting. And that was music by the very colorful, that's how I'm going to call him, the colorful performer, composer, and who knows what else, Jess Waldo. You are listening to CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver, Canada. And it is that time. And you ask, what time? Well, it is oboe music time. Today we're going to hear some music for two oboes. Handel's trio sonatas are incredibly haunting and beautiful, and they were composed over about two decades of his life. He wrote over six sonatas for two oboes and basso continuo, and that was probably in his earlier youth, although some may argue that the maturity of the style may suggest otherwise. I don't care. It's just all excellent music to me. In any case, they are very stunning. We're going to hear the sonata for two oboes and continue. This is in G major. It's performed by oboist Ingo Goritsky and Burkhard Glasner.
Thank you.
Two phenomenal oboe players. That was music by Handel, his sonata in G major for two oboes and basso continuo, and that was performed by Ingo Goritzky, joined with Burkhard Glasner. An excellent performance. You have been listening to Classical Chaos here on CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada. And this is Classical Chaos. I'm Marguerite. Till next time, but I'm going to leave you with a treat. This comes from an artist that says, "When I am playing music, it is the time when I am most at peace, in the moment, and one with everything. This is Blessed Always and Donna DeLorie.